for Theater Talk on WBFO. I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And it begins. We have musicals opening this week. First up, West Side Story at Musical Fair, followed quite quickly by Hairspray at the Kavanoki Theater. A Golden Age musical and a more recent musical. One was done as a period piece, Hairspray, set back in the 60s. And the other has kind of become. It's West Side Story set in the 50s, a retelling of the Romeo and Juliet story, always still set in the 50s, but it continues to resonate profoundly for us.
And I imagine that's great fun for customers. I think they love that, to go back to a period piece and bring those styles forward into the 21st century.
Move those skirts and dance at the gym, you bet. America, you know. And speaking of America, too, I think that there are musicals that exemplify some important themes in American musicals generally. American musicals have always confronted issues specific to our country, sometimes specific to New York City. They're sometimes also called Broadway musicals because they are generally incubated in New York City on Broadway.
Now, you said something interesting about the subway system. Kind of created Broadway, made it more democratic, brought all sorts of diverse people to Broadway.
Sure. Well, at a time when working people had more leisure time, after there was an 8-hour work law, and happy Labor Day.
Really? I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah. But when the subway was completed and it connected all of the boroughs, even sort of Staten Island, to the Times Square area, you know, that little part of old New York that comes into Times Square, 42nd Street. And the entertainment district had been down around 14th Street, and it moves up and it becomes known as Broadway. And concurrent to, immediately subsequent to, a colossal immigration of diverse people to New York City and the vaudeville theaters of the time, reflecting every ethnicity in the city, and then eventually musicals as well, previous to, I guess, Showboat is cited as the first fully realized Broadway musical, kind of convenient, 1926, 27. I've had people try to tell me that West Side Story is the first American musical to confront the issue of race. And I think, well, there's Showboat.
There's also South Pacific.
Yes,
you have to be carefully taught.
And there's Finian's Rainbow, and so many that deal with the issue, and plays as well. One of the longest running Broadway hits of the early 20th century, Abie's Irish Rose. It's constant theme. And here, both West Side Story and Hairspray, variations on the theme. I guess today it can be difficult for us to conceive of Broadway as in any way democratizing, with ticket prices into the hundreds of dollars sometimes. You can go more cheaply. But 1914, early years of the 20th century, before movies, before radio even, that ordinary people could afford to go. And to be represented in vaudeville theaters on the Broadway stage was to be included in American life. And though it may not serve that function today, we still have that legacy.
And sometimes these ideas of improving race relations come out in funny ways. There's the song My Funny Valentine. Everybody loves it. Very few people know that what made the Valentine funny was he was sticking up for a black person and was being shunned by his peers. And that shows up in Hairspray. We have the same
situation. Shows up in Hairspray, yes. Hairspray plays on that theme, and because it's done as a nostalgia piece, is able to play through the John Waters film, the story of this girl, Tracy Turnblatt, who, through her love of music and lack of prejudice, revolutionizes Baltimore. That's the story.
Now, I have to ask a question, though, about West Side Story. Let's face it, Puerto Rico has taken a big hit, not only from hurricanes, but from certain politicians. And yet, in the song, America, Puerto Rico is not exactly held out as a stellar place to live.
Well, it's a place that people left, and I think that the song is pointed in that regard. Chita Rivera, who introduced the song, still performs it in her cabaret material, and she lands that lyric, "Nobody knows in America, Puerto Rico's in America." And it stops the show each time as she hits it with increasing deliberateness, and people get the point. It's nothing bad on Puerto Rico, but it is on the status Puerto Rico enjoys or does not enjoy in the political arena. And oh, I could mention, like last week we mentioned Peter Gennaro, who had choreographed so much of West Side Story. Right. And I mentioned specifically Dance at the Gym, but he also choreographed America.
Credit where it's due. So, two musicals opening, both with strong race relations as central to the plot. And then the third play we want to mention is opening over at Subversive Theater, Catch 22. Apparently, Joseph Heller took his novel and turned it into a play.
Talk about social critique. We're ready. And, of course, totally in line with the mission of Subversive Theater Collective.
And I'm looking forward to people actually understanding the origin of the phrase Catch-22.
For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.